Can I jump in first? Can I jump in first?
Is this your segment?
I want to do an Am I Wrong myself. Can I just do...
Well, then you need the open.
Okay, let's go.
It's that time of the week where we get to hear these special few words from Chad Hartman.
Is that disruptive? It's going to be over quickly?
No. Not those words. Chad will use those later. I meant these ones.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yeah, those are the ones. Let's play Am I Wrong.
Let's just stick with that. That's fine.
Shohei Ohtani has the greatest separation in every single sport on the planet from him to the second best guy. Nobody else is that much better than the second best at their sport. Go ahead. Hit the little jingle. Hit the little sound bite you like to play.
No. Not that one.
Not that one.
Am I wrong?
Thank you.
That's the one.
He, yesterday, just an average day, 3 homers, 10 RBIs. Now it's 51 stolen bases.
Pretty good.
51 homers.
Is he a best player ever?
If he keeps doing it for a couple more years, yes, case closed. He's also a Cy Young Award type pitcher, and he's got Tommy John. Now, Dave Roberts has got to be under the gun, right? They made the playoffs now 12 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers fan line's broken out here briefly. But they've only won one World Series. And now, Carlos and the Astros were cheating. But he's only won one. Like a month ago, he was asked, because now Shohei's throwing a little bit on the side. Could you actually pitch him in the playoffs? And I think his comment was like, I wouldn't eliminate that as a possibility. No chance they should do that.
No.
Just give him the months.
Swing the bat.
Think about what he's doing, and he's one of the 3 or 4 best starters in the game. Who else has that separation?
Joey Chestnut.
I think Kobayashi is closer.
No, and their fan, a Netflix duel, he beat him by 17 dogs.
Tell me who's close to this guy, because he's the best hitter in the game. And he's one of the 3 or 4 best starting pitchers in the game. Who is even close to that guy?
Katie Ledecky. Simone Biles.
Mm-mm. Simone doesn't win everyone.
You're right. She toppled on the...
Yeah?
On the beam?
I forget now. Katie Ledecky, for what she does and how long she's done it.
For just being a distance swimmer.
Right. It gets a little narrow casting, though, right? Because there's so much swimming out there. I'm saying in all of the sport of baseball, you're not saying Katie's the best swimmer and second place isn't close. But what she does in distance swimming, yeah.
When you see her lapping the field,
yeah, literally,
1600.
When she stops for like a minute, goes, all right, I'll give you a little chance here.
Just going to grab a Gatorade. I'll be fine.
Who else do we have? 651-461-9226. I don't think it's possible to overplay how amazing this guy is.
It's incredible. It really is. I mean, you know when he's on base, he is a threat to steal, and you cannot stop him.
And
you cannot find a way to pitch around him, aside from just walking him.
What if I just said this? There is a guy who at times you can make the argument, he is the best starting pitcher in the game. And oh, by the way, he also steals 50 bases in a year. I'm not even talking about his home run power right now.
Yeah.
Not even. You would say that's not possible. Because... The first time you saw him pitch, if I said, yeah, he's eventually going to Major League Baseball, he's going to steal 51 bases, you would say, pass me the one hitter.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Bonds in his prime, you could picture on him and walk him and put him on first base. You do that to Shohei, he's on second base 2 pitches later. He's already in scoring position.
Bonds younger did steal,
mm-hmm.
But prime Bonds, when all of a sudden magically got bigger.
Big head. Had the big head.
Big head. Head not as big now. Can't imagine why. Not as big. All right, that was my one attempt.
I don't think it was very good.
It was tremendous.
feel like you took the populist approach, said something that was very difficult to disagree with. That's easy. That's easy to do, Chad. It's not easy to be a little edgy. Since we're starting sports, let's start with a little sports
topic. Edgy.
I'm going to fix the NFL season for you. You know why?
Yeah, because they're struggling with ratings. Mm. Yeah, nobody's paying attention.
You know what? Nobody is, because nobody wants to be stuck inside this Sunday when it's going to be beautiful, sunny.
We open the doors.
70 degrees. Yeah, I'm talking about the TV watchers. The TV watchers, sure. Open the doors at the bank. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful summer Sunday. Okay, so it'll be the first summer of fall.
It's
but,
the first
Sunday
fall,
of fall, but that's fine. Yeah. We've had summer Sundays here. Let's fix the season. No more games in September. Week one is now the first Sunday in October. Stick with me. Stick with me. I'm fixing more than
ridiculous.
Get on
already.
It. Get on board.
It's ridiculous.
Get on board. That gives you 13.
You're asking the king of the world to adjust. Everybody else says to adjust for the king.
The king is speaking.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm
week one begins the first Sunday, October. That gives you 13 Sundays till you get to the first of the year. You know what you do then? You take a break.
What?
Everybody gets the bye week, and they don't just get a bye week, Chad, because this whole rotating, four teams at a time, it's dumb. It's dumb. You have an even number of teams.
Well, we're taking January off?
We're taking January off.
Oh, God.
Because nobody wants to play football, and nobody wants to go out and watch football. January is off for two reasons. Number one, teams can get healthy for the final stretch. And number two, you put the trade deadline right in the middle of January, wheel and deal, Kwesi can make a deal. All of a sudden, we've got time to trade for a quarterback. We're a team that's the playoff ready.
Did
Shaletta
spike your cake?
No, I'm on board. Stick with it. Stick with it.
You're on board with your own idea.
Stick with it. Then you've got time to get all these players integrated in your system.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to go for the finals.
Do we start in April or when do we start?
No, you're back in February. 4 weeks sprint to the playoffs. Then you got 4 weeks in March of your playoffs, Super Bowl. No bye week between the conference championships and the Super Bowl because that's dumb. And let's be honest. It'll
the Super Bowl is April?
No, the Super Bowl is going to be the final week in March. And then you don't have to pay as close of attention to March Madness because that's boring anyway.
Am I wrong?
I just fixed it for you. You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
You fixed something that is dominating right now.
You want the NFL to sit on their laurels?
Yeah. When your laurels are that high and tight and perky, they're excellent laurels.
Is it good to have perky laurels?
I think they are.
Okay.
They're very good.
I'm one to improve laurels. I feel like laurels can always have room for improvement. We're fixing the NFL season.
It's so utterly ridiculous. I don't even know where to start. I mean, so you're deferring to September for baseball playoffs? Is that why you're stepping away from September?
No, I'm stepping away from September because I want to go outside and enjoy my summer Sunday and not have to worry about...
It's really hurting him so far in September.
Oh, just wait till you see the ratings throughout February and March when everyone's stuck inside anyway.
You do realize that there are other states where they don't have the same weather as us, right?
Excuse me?
I mean, you don't realize every state. It's, in February, I don't know. I mean, think of a place. Palm Desert.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You're
terrible. Dumb.
Southern part of the country, that's you. All of us north of the Mason-Dixon line, they're dead to you. You don't care about us.
January 25th to March 25th. That's about right. Hit the button. Coming up on Jason's show, he's on till 5:30 leading up to Twins and Red Sox. Dan Hayes from The Athletic, off and on with Jason on Fridays. He's on. And Lindsey Whalen. Lynx playoffs coming up. Outstanding regular season. Absolutely in the mix to try to win another championship. So Whalen on with Jason later today. Matthew Collar's 10 minutes away on the purple. We're in the middle of Am I Wrong? I offered up a great one. Dave offered up one that was...
tremendous.
A giant pile of poop. It was so bad.
Let's talk about class warfare.
Mm.
Class warfare specific to airline travel.
In other words, you had to spend some money? Is that what we're going to get to here?
No. This is not about me spending money. This is about something that just I find annoying.
Okay.
So you've got your typical signs, you know, first class versus coach, your exclusive lounges, your you know, TSA pre-check versus the standard. Sure.
Your clears.
Mm-hmm. All of that. But here's the one that is was annoying me the most in my travels last week. And it's actually something that everyone can afford. So it's not so much a financial class. It's used as a status symbol, I believe, to show how often you fly, just how experienced you are as a traveler navigating the friendly skies. And you know what it is, Chad? It's the neck pillow. That dopey little crescent moon shape thing
Thank
that
you
got to bring to the airport, and you can't put it in your bag. No, no, no. You got to strap it to the outside to show all
while
the people.
You're walking.
Or, yes, even better, while you're walking, wear it around your neck while you're navigating the halls of the terminal just to show everyone I've got my neck pillow ready. If you really think that dopey little thing is a must-have travel accessory, you have been duped. Big neck pillow. Been lining their pockets with billions of dollars from the suckers that really think that piece of foam is the key to getting some good sleep on the red eye to Seattle. You're all a bunch of ridiculous people. Not that one.
What's going on today?
Oh, not hitting the thing right.
Am I wrong?
That's the one.
Yeah. Normally it's late at night. You don't hit the thing right. Now you've never been more right.
Greatest scam ever pulled on the travel Braggart community.
It's a joke. I think the biggest joke is when people walk around they're walking around at the airport with the thing on.
Yes.
Like they think they're somehow getting benefit to their neck when you're walking with it.
Either that or they might need to take a nap right there.
Like they're just going to lean up against the wall. No. I have some neck issues. I don't have a perfect neck. I know you. Let me look at your neck. Kind of a longer neck. You got a little bit.
Call me a giraffe?
I think you are kind of giraffe-esque. What would be below a giraffe? Not quite, because you're not that long.
A zebra's got a good neck.
Zebra. You're zebra-like.
An ostrich.
Yeah.
Llama.
Text in 651-461-9226. Are there animals that have long necks or humans? When you think of a human who has a long neck, is it Peyton Manning? And he's got the big forehead, too.
I always thought of, remember Merton Hanks, the safety for the 49ers?
There we go. Because he would do that, bobblehead-like thing, which would elongate the neck even more.
He had the big neck
Great
already.
Great callback.
Thank you.
Great callback. No, you're upset. I want to get into this business because you're willing to buy that I have the Atlantic Ocean in my backyard. And by the way, you feel this, they're not comfortable at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. And then that you see them, they lean there and their kind of face scrunches a little bit. They're thinking they're about to get glee and happiness and relief. And then they lean back. Oh, God, there's no room. No, you're a bunch of suckers. Have a cocktail or two, you know.
Yeah.
Loosen up a little bit.
It's fine.
See a chiropractor, maybe surgery.
Somebody sitting nearby you can hit on.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If you're hitting on somebody wearing that neck thing, how does a cold night sound? Because nobody's spooning with you. No chance. You want to make a run at somebody? You know you're making a run at later? Yourself.
That's right.
Nobody is attractive wearing the neck thing.
One more item.
Can you? Who is the most beautiful woman on the planet right now?
No, you'd say Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Who might argue?
Halle Berry in a neck brace is not attractive.
See ya, Hallie.
Yeah, Hallie.
Moving along.
Yeah, if Hallie shows up tonight at the house, at the door, I've been waiting for this moment, but she's wearing the neck brace, I shut the door.
Yeah, you've got standards.
I have standards. I'll encourage her to come back without the neck brace. Clooney, as good as Clooney looks in his 60s neck brace, no, he's just a dime a dozen.
So as we landed at the gate at LAX last week and then back at MSP, it happened, both spots. Seatbelt light goes off, and people, you know what I'm going to say.
Exactly.
From the back of the plane, and I'm quite serious when I say, at least specifically in L.A., there was a couple on a dead sprint.
Oh, my God.
Up, full out sprint up the aisle to get as close as they could to exit first. We need to get the commission, get the govs, get the feds involved in actually getting some rules and some consequences involved for people that try to skirt the deplaning process.
I have an idea, too, when you're done.
You stand up
only when the row in front of you is exiting. Before that, sit your butt down. That's rule number one.
Can I ask about that one?
Sure.
Could you potentially, it's like three rows ahead, so if you need to lean up and get your overhead, you're ready to go.
There's enough time when the row in
okay.
front, because you've got typically six people. You've got a few seconds.
Got time.
You're good. Rule number two, if you have to walk back even one row to get your bag, you stay put until the whole plane is
Thank
gone.
You. I'm all for it.
That is number two.
I would say number two, you only can put your bag above your aisle. If not, pay the $25.
Number three, if you call someone and are speaking for more than 20 seconds on the phone, that phone can be confiscated by any nearby passenger, and you must pay $100 to get it back.
I was going to say shot. I hate that.
I don't really think we should have firearms on
the
plane.
Hey, I landed. Yep, we just landed. Yeah, I'll be there about 30 minutes. Was I literally holding the phone up there for... Did you see a little acting right there?
That was very good.
Thank you.
That was Pesci, De Niro, all of them.
Yeah.
It was really good. And finally, for the people that I was speaking of, the runners up the aisle, if you're caught cutting in line to the exit, no questions asked, you just get no-fly list privileges for 10 years. No-fly list.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
The only exception, if this plane is this plane is notably late, hour plus late, and there are people who they can document who are trying to catch a connecting flight. You know what the problem is with that idea? Everybody stands up.
Yes.
Everybody stands up. They don't show any respect to the honesty of the true connectors. You want to know why? They don't believe them.
You know what?
They don't believe them.
If you're a connector, book a direct flight next time.
Among the techs, you should be a flight attendant. We're hiring. Would you like to be a flight attendant? What kind of flight attendant would you be?
I'd be very good.
I think you'd be very meticulous.
Want me to practice getting you a drink? A beverage order, sir?
Yeah. And then here's what I say. What do you have? And
on the sheet!
You've told me over and over.
You're done!
Just move right on. I was sitting with a couple. They were going to miss their connecting flight. Their plan was to do the same thing. I felt for them after I got to know them a little bit. Really wasn't their fault, but an interesting take on the problem. Kind of confused by that text. I think they should. Here's the deal. They'll announce if you're allowed to get up. If you're allowed to get up. What about this? The seatbelt, the lead flight attendant, you can only dream of being that person too, Dave.
Oh, please.
Has control of the seatbelt once you hit terra firma. During the flight, if you have to get up to go to the bathroom, whatever, you're fine. But once that wheels hit the ground again, they release the belt.
Oh, an automatic locking system.
So you can't get up early. And including, by the way, I don't need the person, if I'm an aisle person, and I don't need the person on the window standing up and kind of hunched over, unless they're a really short person like you with a long neck.
Please, 5'9" and a half.
And staring at me, why aren't you okay? Showing me your longer neck. You
got very good posture here.
It's staring at me like, why aren't you up? We're in row 34. We're going nowhere. That person needs to be also on the no-fly list for 10 years, too.
Sitting on the aisle, a fella got up and grabbed his massive backpack next to me across the aisle, turns around and just clocked me right in the forehead.
Geez.
People are laughing around.
It was funny.
Yes, he has no idea. He's literally spends the next 2 minutes with that thing laying into my face, and I'm just, help!
Actually, I would have liked seeing that. That is funny. Caller, next.